So you think they're all sunning themselves, swimming lazily?
No. I can't say why, but I think they're in trouble. And I can't imagine what. This is a safe world. There's nothing on the islands to hurt them. I asked Michaels. Their comm links are unbreakable. If they needed help, they'd ask for it. They can't be in any real trouble. Not all four of them, but...
Tell Bunny.
When Cecilia's expression changed, Harris realized she'd used his nickname for the first time. He had always been Lord Thornbuckle to her.
I don't want to do that, not yet. He's upset right now with that anti-blood sports person who got herself invited under an alias. He's not at his best.
But if his daughter... No, never mind. What do you want me to do?
I'm not sure. I don't suppose there's any way this sweet delight could tell.
Harris smacked her forehead with the flat of her hand.
Of course. But can I get a closed channel, a secure channel from the house?
Yes, with my authorization. We'd best do it from my room.
Cecilia's room had even more windows on the morning side of the house. No wonder she woke so early, and was half again as large as her own. The desk comp looked the same, however, and Cecilia soon had what she considered a secure line to the station. She handed the headset to Harris.
Captain Serrano, a secure line to the officer on deck, sweet delight.
At once, Captain.
The screen lit to show the familiar bridge, warped a bit by the wide-angle lens, and nav-first Sirkin. She looked only slightly surprised.
Captain Serrano.
I'd like a scan report from, oh, say 55 hours back. Did you log a flitter flight from the main lodge, this location, to an island group to the west?
Yes, ma'am. That was my shift, and I remember it. Let me bring up the log and scan.
The log display came online, a narrow stripe along the side of the screen, with time and date displayed in both standard and planetary local. The log entry, terse and correct, noted the size of craft, the course, and the recognition code of the flitter beacon. The scan proper, a maze of graphics and numbers, matched the log, except in one particular.
They signaled. They called a fixed station, probably the landing field at Bandon, and something responded.
Michael says it's an automatic loop. There's no one at the field unless family's expected.
Harris pointed to a squiggle she knew Cecilia could not interpret.
And what's this? Sirkin, did you log the other traffic?
Yes. Although since it didn't have a satellite locator signal, I assumed they were just maintenance flights or something.
Or something.
Harris felt an unreasoning surge of glee and grinned at Cecilia.
Good instincts, Lady Cecilia. Something is definitely going on out there.
Smugglers, I suppose. I never saw a world without some of it. Probably off-duty crews.
No. At least some of them are space service. Regular captain, like yourself.
How do you know?
I was sort of listening in to see how good that new scan technology was.
And you picked up fleet traffic.
If she had, Harris would report it. Small thanks, though, she'd get for it.
No, ma'am. It was a private shuttle from a charter yacht docked at Station 3. Someone groundside asked if Admiral Lupescu was aboard, and the shuttle said yes.
Harris felt as if someone had transplanted ice water into her arteries. She opened her mouth to ask more, but Cecilia laid a hand on her arm.
I want to go off to them.
Why?
Harris's mind had clamped onto the Admiral's name. She could not think why Cecilia would want to follow him.
To bring them back, before Bunny finds out.
Forget about Lupescu. Focus on the youngsters, Ronnie and all.
Harris struggled to keep her mind on the original problem. They had gone off illicitly and had not signaled, and their craft's locator beacon still functioned. And Cecilia wanted to bring them back. That ought to be simple enough. She forced herself to look closely at all the details Sirkin had displayed. One caught her eye at once.
Sirkin, that flitter locator beacon, it's not on Bandon.
No, Captain. There's a whole group of islands, and it's on the one just north of Bandon.
Harris turned to Cecilia.
But the family lodge is on Bandon proper, surely, with the landing field?
I think so. I don't really know. I've never been there. Michaels implied it was on the same island.
Of course, they may have decided to camp on the beach.
Harris looked over the rest of the data.
You said Bubbles had camped on one of the other islands. Odd, the flight path of that flitter doesn't look right. You'd think they'd have gone by Bandon to pick up supplies, at least. Did they take off with full camping equipment? Or would Michaels know?
I could ask. You think they meant to land at Bandon and didn't? They crashed?
Could be.
Harris felt frustration boiling through her mind. Once, she would have had the information she needed. Once, she would have had trusted subordinates to find out anything she lacked. People she could trust. She would not let herself remember more than the trust. And she might have the chance to see Lupescu again, without fleet interference, without witnesses.
Lupescu, you bastard, what are you doing here?
I remember. He was the admiral who got you in trouble.
Harris looked up, startled out of her train of memories.
He was the admiral who nearly got us all killed. The trouble was negligible, really. The question is, why is he here? To cause me more grief? It would have been easy for him to find out who hired me and where we were going, but I can't see why or what he can do worse than he's done. Aside from that...
Bunny didn't invite him. I have the authorization codes for Bunny's personal guest list database, and I've run them on the desktop. Never has, according to this. Let's see. No, nor any of Bunny's relatives. He's another crasher.
Here? No, because Sirkin said that transmission went to a shuttle landing at Bandon.
Where nobody's supposed to be. Where I didn't know there was a landing zone equipped for shuttles.
Whose ship did he come on?
All I know is it's a charter yacht out of Dismas, the Prairie Rose. I'd have to have authorization to find out more.
We'll get that. But post the orders to monitor that flitter beacon and any and all traffic on that island or the ones next to it. I'll want flitter IDs, comm transcripts, everything.
Yes, Captain. Right away.
And be prepared to patch my signal from a flitter or other light craft. Lady Cecilia and I will be checking on that beacon ourselves.
Harris raised her brows at Cecilia, who nodded. It was crazy, really. At the least, they ought to tell their host and let him assign his own security forces to it. But the thought that she might come face to face with Lupescu, unwitnessed, slid sweet and poisonous into her mind. With Cecilia's authorization, she could confront him, an uninvited gatecrasher, and demand the answers that had eluded her before. She closed her eyes a moment, imagining his surprise, feeling her hands close around his throat. Her mouth flooded with the imagined taste of victory, and she had to swallow.
Harris?
Cecilia was looking at her strangely. It was that expression on the faces of her classmates at the academy that had first given her an inkling that she had inherited her parents' gift of command, the essential ruthlessness of decision.
Just thinking.
Harris pulled her mind back onto the designated track. It was crazy, almost as crazy as the orders she had refused to obey. She and Cecilia had no idea what was going on over there. She knew Lupescu was dangerous in any context, and yet they were preparing to fly off as if it were an afternoon picnic, as if they were safe, protected by the social conventions of Bunny's crowd.
But Lupescu isn't part of Bunny's crowd. Why is he here? What is he doing? How many unauthorized visitors are on this island, and why haven't Ronnie and Bubbles called in?
At worst, I suppose we'll find the crashed flitter, and they'll all be dead. Otherwise, they'd have called in if they needed help.
Harris dug through her day pouch for the notepad and stylus she carried out of habit.
We need to do a little planning here. Worst case, all dead. Next worst, injured, needing evacuation. We really should bring some help. The local security force, a medic or two.
I don't want to. It's my nephew, after all. If I can get him out of this without Bunny's knowledge, keep it in the family.
Have you considered violence?
Cecilia looked bewildered.
I told you about Lupescu. If he's here, uninvited, I would expect some kind of nastiness going on. There are stories about him and his cronies.
But what could he be doing? He doesn't have any troops to command here.